Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, good to have everyone back again today. I hope we were blessed last week.
Oh, so much blessed.
I'm excited to be on this one again today. I hope you are.
Waiting to hear another word.
Okay. So, last week was the topic. Let's start from there. Let's know if you're following.
All right, so that was about assured victories.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, secrets to an assured victory.
Yes, and that's the truth. It's possible to be sure of victory all the time. It's really, that's really possible. And that's what we are looking at today. That's what we looked at last week. And it's more like, yes, that's last week. So today we are also looking at unveiling the secret to a no-regret life. It's really possible to live a life of no regrets. It's really, really, really possible. And how do we do that? By doing what is right. So we're going to start this way today by saying, what brings regrets? What is it that brings regrets in life?
Yes, sir.
When someone goes the wrong way, when he goes the wrong path, it is the invitation for regrets. If, for example, you are supposed to go to the right and you go to the left, whether without knowing or knowingly, you know what to do and you went the wrong way. Ahead lies what we call regrets. And it's not palatable for everyone. It's not something that brings joy. It is the author of depression. That's why some people commit suicide when they realize that the path I took is a wrong one. So they end up in regret and it has led so many to suicide. So taking the wrong path brings people to the point of regret. Number two, making wrong choices. Number one is taking the wrong path. If you go the wrong way, regret lies ahead. If you make the wrong choices, regret lies ahead. You know, some people in marriage, for example, by reason of marrying the wrong person, they end up having untold regrets in life. They keep saying, I wish I knew better, I wouldn't have married that person. Or maybe taking the wrong job or meeting the wrong people, doing the wrong business, you know. They end up in life saying, how I wish I didn't do that. And it's not suitable for anyone. It's not something that makes anyone happy. So the second thing, the third thing, you know, the first one is taking the wrong path.
Taking the
second
wrong
one
path.
Is taking the wrong path. Yes.
Wrong choices.
Second one, making wrong choices. And the third one is actions based on wrong or incomplete information. If you take actions based on half-baked information, it is not going to bring the best of results.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If you don't have all the information, okay, let me paint this scenario, a story I heard before. I think it was told by T.D. Jakes in his teaching. He says seven steps to turn around, and he picked them one by one, and he mentioned information. And I think he told the story of, you know, a certain man that was sentenced to the capital punishment. He was to be killed maybe by hanging or so. And just before they hung him, a new information came up that turned the old story around and it was set free. Imagine if that information did not come in at that time.
It would have
and they now found it 1 minute later. Just 1 minute later is enough.
Yeah.
Bring regrets to everyone. The judge will say, how I wish I knew.
The lawyer will say,
I wish I knew. So if you have half-baked information, it is the recipe for future,
for
regrets. We not have regrets in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
So how do we avoid regrets in life? How do we stop regrets from standing in our path in the nearest future. Number one, getting complete and correct information. Getting complete and correct information. You know, half information is still not complete. It's not good enough.
Yes.
If your information is half baked, it's not good enough. Just the judge, he only had half information, and it led him to say the man should have a capital punishment.
Yes, sir.
The same is as bad as incorrect information. If somebody has the wrong information.
Yes.
In fact, incomplete information is almost the same as wrong information.
Bad information, yes. Wrong information.
Yes. You know, some people are in prison right now because of wrong information. Either the police informed the government wrongly, people lied against someone, somebody, you know, ganged up against the righteous person and said, oh, because you not give us bribe, we'll make sure you will regret it for life. And, you know, they just paint the best of, the best of wrong information about the person. I mean, because it's coming from a reliable source in quotes.
Yeah.
They, you know, everybody accepts the information.
The person
ends up in a life of regret. So if we have incomplete information or incorrect information, it will definitely make us take the wrong choice. It will make us go the wrong path.
Yes.
For example, let's say you want to get married to somebody and the person comes to church, looks good, sings in the choir, speaks in tongues, sees visions, and you know, everything outside looks like perfect. And you say, oh, I'm going to get married to this person. Let's just say one day to the marriage, you realize this person has been a serious prostitute for years and has not repented for any reason. Are you still going to go on with the marriage? Of course.
I will say no.
Most people say no, you're not going on if you're in your right mind. You know,
I won't go
on repentance. Yeah, that's it. On repentance, saying yes, that's the life I've chosen. Even if I get married to you, I'm still going to go ahead. Then you run for your life. Or let's say a woman who wants to get married and the man looks good in church, maybe gives the best of gifts in church, gives the best of seats in church. And just like 2 days to the wedding, you realize this guy is a complete fraudster or armed robber. Are you still going to try to get married? No, you are going to run, probably.
Yes, sir.
You don't want to live a life of regrets. The person is going to run away. So that is when you have complete information. Before you thought all was perfect until just one more information comes in. And that is why, as Christians, in life, before we make decisions, before we take any decision, we must ask the Holy Spirit. Even the Bible says a prophet knows the past. That means the person who has the gift of seeing into the future, the word of wisdom, they can see you and just say, oh, see all your past, see your present, see your future. The Bible says the person sees the past. So that is why a child of God must not assume that he has known anything.
That's why
we must pray the prayer of inquiry, the prayer of asking for more, saying, God, what are you saying? God, what is the next step? Asking him. And you know the funniest thing with God?
Yes,
if you don't have to ask questions, you won't have answers. That's what I've realized. The moment you ask questions, answers pop in, and you're like, so why did you tell me before? The law of God says, ask.
And shall be given.
So if you don't ask, don't expect to receive. If you don't knock, don't expect any door.
No matter how good it is, open.
If you don't seek, don't expect to find.
Fine.
So information is crucial. Information is crucial to a life of breakthroughs and victory. Information is crucial to a life of no regrets. If someone is really serious about having a good life in the future, the person must take information seriously. I mean, you want to ask to the last one. Let me give this example. No. Bishop Oyedepo, one day when we were in church, went for a workers' meeting. These are not the kind of stories he shares all the time. And it was like, you know, God had instructed him that the church remains one in Lagos. And, you know, because of the kind heart he has, every time he sees plenty of people coming, you know, he just wish that, you know, if we can just have churches all over in, you know, in Lagos, yeah, and, you know, maybe people in Ota will come to Canaan land. We still have a lot of people and all that. He said they had printed flyers close to maybe four times. Flyers saying that they will be starting churches in different parts in Lagos because they felt that was the way to go. And just the last minute, before the ushers, you know, they already know that before you go ahead with any flyers, you know, sharing any new information or whatever, you have to still bring it for approval. So they said the last minute, maybe on a Sunday or so, before they shared it, they said the ushers just maybe brought it again. And he said, just one moment, let me ask again. And he asked, and he didn't hear anything from God. That was the end. That means all the flyers, probably running to hundreds of thousands, are wasted. Why? Because God did not give him go ahead. Just 1 minute to going into error. And you know, when you are close to God, the moment you enter into error, one error will drag another error.
We drag another one,
especially if you are not humble. The story of Saul tells us what that can lead to. Saul was the leader in Israel.
Yes, that's.
He was following the sheep. He was nobody. He was just tall for nothing, if I may say. And God found him. He wasn't looking for God. He wasn't looking for anything. He didn't have ambition. He didn't have vision. He didn't have anything. He was just chasing his father's sheep. And God went to pick him up. And guess what? When he became big, that story still rings bell in my head every time. When he became big, he started listening to the people. God said, go to the Amalekites, destroy them all.
Destroy everything, all of them.
Everything. God knew he would need sacrifice. He said, destroy everything. And Saul went his own way. He did half obedience. God said, it is the same as witchcraft. Disobedience equals to witchcraft. That's what God said. And that was it. Everything about him started going down. He still had the opportunity of returning, like the prodigal son, but he never chose the opportunity.
Yeah.
And he started going down, making the next wrong choice, until he became a wicked person personified that wanted to kill David by all means. That was the king that was supposed to be fighting the Philistines. He now started fighting one person in the whole of Israel because of envy. He still didn't ring in his ear that, let me make things right with God. No, it was just after his ego. And he started going into the wrong direction, until his whole family was wiped out from reality. That will not be our choice. That will not be our life in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So how do we avoid regrets? Number one, like as we mentioned earlier, get complete and correct information and make the right choices. Then secondly, that's where we are today, the law of consequence. And we say that the law of consequence. Everything has a consequence. Now, I was checking the dictionary, and it tells us the meaning of consequence. Consequence is majorly talking about, you know, the wrong or the negative things, the negative impact of our actions.
Okay.
Negative impact of our actions is mainly what consequence is used to refer to. Like dictionary says, you know, a result or effect, typically one that is unwelcome or unpleasant. There's one thing I don't like in my life, regrets. I hate it by all means. I hate to, you know, get a point where I say, I wish I didn't.
I wish I didn't.
I wish I didn't. So when I want to take steps in life, I learned it some times ago. You know, there are different ways that by which God leads us.
Yes,
when I was serving several years ago, more than 10 years ago, when I was serving, you know, before then I was born again, serving God, and I could hear God clearly all those times. But I don't know what happened when I went for service. I think God wanted to teach me this aspect of, you know, consequence. And for some reason, I couldn't hear God clearly again. Not that I sinned, not that I did anything wrong. I just couldn't hear it like I used to. And I was bothered. Then God taught me about the law of consequence.
Consequence.
Yes, that before you take a step, look at the consequences of the action. And ask yourself, am I willing to live by the consequences of this action?
Of this action.
For example, a married man. If a lady is chasing you, or you are chasing a lady, you are not supposed to chase a lady. Let's say a lady is chasing you as a married man. And you want to ask yourself questions that, okay, let's say I go into this woman who is not my wife. What are the consequences? Number one, the natural consequences. What if she gets pregnant? Your home gets broken? Become ashamed? Everybody looks down. You destroy the name of God? That's natural consequence. Spiritual consequence. What if you are just sent, you know, an agent of the devil?
Yeah, that's true.
And I will also tell a real life story I heard before. What if an agent of the devil has just been sent to you? You fall into the trap of the enemy. Now, what if you are not able to repent of this sin and you just end up in hell? These are the consequences that should naturally steer you away from the wrong step. You don't need to even hear God. Just looking at the consequences should reset anyone's brain.
Yes.
Reset anyone's brain to go the right path. Now, there's this story I heard in a town. I won't mention the town.
Yes,
and somebody I know very well, no, is a friend of this man, or used to be classmates of this man, colleagues in school. And this man became a great minister of the gospel. You know, if somebody could invite Archbishop Benson Dausa to his church, you should know that church is not his
church.
This man went from the ear to the floor and almost walking the streets. I think walked the streets like a madman.
Wow.
That was the end of that man's life. I don't know where he is now. But guess what happened? Some ladies then, and I know one of the ladies, she told me one of the stories. She told me what they used to do then. That when they were very young, that they were, you know, it was when this Pentecostal stuff was coming up, and, you know, people were just getting freedom. Oh, you can dress to church, look good, and all that. And they were taking it to the street. They said, this lady, she told me by herself, she said that in those days, that they will dress up, wear skimpy skirts, and go and sit in front of the church.
Wow.
And this pastor was watching and watching and watching until they washed and went down. Until they had an affair with a lady. And they said, according to the story, that this lady was actually sent to him from the devil's kingdom. This man had an affair, lost his family, lost everything, to the point of begging, and comes to break from someone else I also know. That, you know, you see, you mention the name of the person that I don't have money, we'll give you money. I'm talking about a man that had a church that was so big enough to invite Archbishop Benson Dausa.
Wow.
The man went down till he became nothing. If you already ask yourself simple questions, that what is the consequence of this action? He doesn't even need to hear God. All he needs to do is, what's the consequence?
Consequence.
If I take this step, what will be the result? You see, the results I'm willing to live by, am I willing to have this life? Is this, am I able to live with the consequence of this? He will have saved himself a lot of headache. And when God taught me that, it has saved me a lot of headache. Let me tell you how many headaches it saved me from. It saved me from having a wrong marriage. I met some people when I was really, really ready to get married. I started meeting people, meeting different people. And you know what? Because of the law of consequence, the moment I see ahead, I just ask myself simple questions. That, am I willing to live with this person for the rest of my life? If I'm not sure, I start withdrawing. If I look at the life, if I look at maybe the negative side of the person, of course, not that I'm perfect, but if I look at something in the person's life, am I willing to live with this person for life? If I see that, no, I will run. Nobody taught me. It was just the only thing I said. Just that the consequence. If someone else is willing to live with the consequence of that person's wrong life, fine. They will be married and have a good life. For me, if I'm not willing to live with it, fine. And if you're not willing to live with my own weakness, bye-bye. Simple. You know, if most people think like this, headaches will be removed in life.
You'll be removed.
Maybe reduced, a friend is coming close to you, the person is always speaking negative of the word. What are you doing? Run. You don't need to hear the Holy Spirit telling you to run. No.
Apple.
You can speaking you to. The Bible says something. It says, the companion of fools will be destroyed. I'm so surprised. What was the scripture again? If you follow the right person, he said you'll be wise, Abi.
You'll be wise. Yes.
But the companion of fools will be foolish. Will be destroyed. Is that what it's saying?
Yeah.
No, yes. Destroyed. No,
it will be destroyed.
So if a foolish person is coming close to you, just know that the devil has just brought destruction to you. So run. Don't even wait. Just run. Because you know that this is destruction, not foolishness. It's destruction. So if every one of us can ask questions of consequence, I think headaches will be reduced in life. And people will make more right choices.
Right
and
choices. And right decisions.
In life. So that is the ultimate secret to avoiding regrets in life. Two main things to do. Complete information.
The law of
ask yourself whether you are willing to live by the consequence of your actions. And I pray that as we all, including myself, as we all start taking the right step, God will help us to avoid consequences that are wrong in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And the final thing in life is that everything has a consequence. Even following God has a consequence. Good one, of course. But there are some things that also come along with it. The Bible says something. I think Peter and the other disciples, they were asking Jesus, said, see, we have left so many things to follow you. We have left houses, wives, children, everything to follow you. What do we stand to gain? And Jesus said, there is no one who follows me who is not in this life and in the life to come enjoy several pools of these things. And he said, plus persecution. So if you are following Christ, yes, of course, he promises you blessings, favor, protection, prosperity, but also expect persecution. There is no one who follows God who will not see persecution.
You will not suffer persecution. Whatever the form
of persecution may be, it could be verbal persecution, which can be very intense. Some people can create a ministry out of speaking negative about you. Go and ask the fathers of faith. Like Bishop Edeko said, he said, there was a ministry that, you know, it was like their ministry was speaking against his own ministry. That was their own ministry. To just be talking negative about him. And they did it for maybe years, not once. Continuously like that, writing newspapers, talking negative about him. You know, can imagine. And some of the closest friends of these people also have done very, very terrible things about them, spoken negative about them. These are persecutions. And he said something, he said, God told him, learn to enjoy persecutions. So, meaning that God is not even promising that they are going to go away. Just enjoy them because they are going to come. And the more they come, the more you are being lifted. Just laugh all the way through, smile all the way through. When you are when it causes you pain and you cry. Stand up again and laugh and continue. Because there are consequences. So, even in serving God, there are consequences. The devil will target you when you start doing the will of God. The devil will mark you to destroy you. But you know that God is with you. But you know that he will be after you. He will bring challenges of all kinds. But God has told us that he will be more than conquerors. So I pray that as we begin to follow the path of no regrets, we surely have joy and rejoice in every area of life.
Amen.
The topic has been the law of consequence, that I mean, unveiling the secret to a
no regret life.
And the main point is the law of consequence. Regret comes by taking the wrong path, making wrong choices, action based on wrong or incomplete information. And how do we avoid regrets? Getting complete and correct information. Making the right choice, taking the right path, then the law of consequence. Just ask yourself, what is the consequence of this action? What happens when I do this? Even not only the negative part, I think I'll focus more on the negative part. On the right part too, if you're following God, there are profits, there are benefits. So if something is telling you not to obey God, not to do what God has commanded you to do, look at the positive consequence of following God and let that encourage you. For example, soul winning. God says, if you win souls and they abide, you can ask him whatever you want. It's a blank check and it will be done. For example, I've been winning souls lately, as much as I could. And on which day? I think about 2 days ago. And I was listening to a message and were led in particular prayers. And I prayed it. And I declared that all old clients should start coming back. They should start. Did you know that day, about 4 old clients contacted us?
Wow.
The same day. 4 old ones. Some, the last time we spoke was maybe like July or so last year. Some of them just didn't talk to me again. I was asking them questions, no response. And the same day, 4. New ones also, the same day. I prayed. Why? Because once you win souls, God gives you a blank check. Ask whatever you want, and it will be done. And I pray as we begin to follow these steps, we begin to see the rewards of our actions in serving God, and we avoid the life of no regret. We avoid the life of regrets, and we live a life of no regrets in Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise God. That's powerful, sir.
Yeah. You have any question?
Yeah, it's just only one question I wanted to ask.
Okay.
It's about consequence. You said consequence is based on negative effect or negative impact of a particular action.
No, I said mostly used for the negative aspect of things.
Okay. It can also be used in regard as a positive result as well.
Yes. Oh, it is just the result or effect of what you do. But mostly used not to refer to a negative consequence. But it's for both positive and
positive
negative.
Positive and negative.
Yes.
But I've always been saying it in negative context.
Yes, because that's what people use it for mostly.
Okay. But someone can also use this for positive things.
Yes, but like me, when I use it, I always want to see positive consequence or something like that. Okay, so that you know that I'm talking about the positive effect
of it.
Whatever you're doing. Yes.
I think I get that. I was thinking about that before, but I get that now. So if someone wants to express now, maybe want to express yourself in a situation, you have to state it that, okay, this is a positive consequence of this particular action, not negative. So it will not just be a blank check, like, okay, the consequence.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. And this part also really blessed me. When you were mentioning seek, you shall find. The Holy Spirit just ministered to me that the reason why I've not been getting certain things is because I've not been searching for it.
Yeah.
So that's I think Wow, I think I need to go back and search. I think I need to do that. Thank you so much. Those are the two major things that I was able to get.
Okay. All right. Let's thank God for today. Father, we thank you for Thank you for the word you gave to us.
Bless your name in the name of Jesus.
Bless your name, God. Thank you, awesome God. Return the praise to you,
Lord.
Father, we give praise.
Bless
your name, God.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Bless your name in the name
of
Jesus.
We have prayed.
Amen.
So today we are going to read the scripture last, so that it will be in our hearts. The scripture for today is Proverbs 22, verse 3. Proverbs 22, verse 3. And it says, the prudent sees the evil and hides himself. The prudent sees the evil and hides himself. But the naive go on and are punished for it. Now we say that together.
The prudent sees
the evil
and hides himself.
But the naive go on punished for it.
Sir, version is that, sir?
I didn't really check. I just checked, but it's not our normal version.
Okay, it's not. Okay, I was thinking.
So you can read in different versions and see what it says. What does it say in version?
Okay, this one is KJV.
Okay.
A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished.
Yeah, so it's still the same thing. The simple, when you see the word simple in KJV, it means a naive person or, you know, somebody who has not feed himself with wisdom. So it means a naive person or somebody who is lacking wisdom, doesn't know what to do. Yes. So a prudent man foresees evil and hides himself, but a simple person and so that means any area of life in which you don't know what to do, you are simple in that area. So what do we do? Get information. We avoid negative consequences. I pray we are blessed indeed today as we go on and see you next week in Jesus' name.
Amen. Sir, I want to ask something. I think this question just dropped on my mind. What about in a situation, just about this, it was this particular thing that we read now that brought about the question. What about in a situation that you don't have the idea and you don't really have the complete idea in that sense to before taking the action, but you actually find yourself taking that particular action and the consequence now came. Is this the person's fault, or what should someone have done in that particular instance?
Okay, I got your question very well. I think it depends. Like, I think I started with the scripture that says, you know, I mentioned the scripture that says, even prophets know in parts. You don't know everything. That's it.
Yes.
But there's an amount of information you need to have before proceeding. And that is where prayer comes in. You know, it's just like the story, scenario I painted earlier on, when maybe somebody who wanted to marry just realized that the person who wants to get married to, you know, has something negative about the person's life.
Yes.
Just like one day before. No, it must have been as a result of prayers.
What if the person has already married the person?
You're on your own.
Wow.
That would not be your question. But the Bible says something.
Yes, sir.
And that is the scripture that I add on to before I got married.
Yes, sir.
He says, that God knows the way of the righteous, and none of his steps will slide.
Yes, yes, that's true. That's true.
I was so sure that if it remains 1 minute, if it remains 1 day for me to enter into error, that God will not let me slide. So that's where faith comes in and prayer comes in. I got that word and I held on to it. I knew, not just like I said, I met several people. I was almost committing myself fully before I realized that, no, I'm not going ahead. So that's how it is, not only in marriage, in different areas of life. Just one moment. You know, once you serve God, God has, you know, he's got your back. So yes, prayer, that's where prayer comes in. Father, help me. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Commit your ways to him. And he will what? Direct your path. So if you trust in God, you commit your ways to him, what will he do? He will direct your path. So the consequence, the main consequence, actually, of taking the wrong choice is also prayerless. I mean, the main, not consequence, but the main cause of taking the wrong action is prayerlessness as a child of God. So, like, you can also add that if you don't pray enough, you won't get the right information. And if you're also weak in prayer, you may see the right step and go the wrong way. How do I know that? Peter, the Bible, Peter said, oh, I will follow you, Jesus. Even if to die, I will die with you. And guess what? When this guy saw death, he ran away.
He ran away.
Like, three solid times. He was even swearing. That's Brother Paul. I mean, Brother Peter. Peter. Yeah, real apostle. Apostle. Rock. That Jesus called rock. Why? Because when he was supposed to pray, he was sleeping. So, another way to avoid negative consequences is prayer.
It's prayer.
Commit your ways to God. Anything you want to do, don't just think you are wise in your own ways. You want to start a business, commit your ways to God. Do you know that God can give you the name of your business, can give you everything that will just click?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Everything that will click. Did you know that the business, according to this word,
yes, sir,
that the more years go by, I keep seeing that the name was just the right name. I would have named it maybe Iconic Web Design, but it would have limited what we can do. But now it's Iconic Digital Word. Anything that has to do with digital life, so when a name comes from God, it will just fit into what God wants for that thing. The Bible says, whatever is born of God, not whoever is born. He said, whatever is born of God overcomes the world. So if your idea is born of God, you got all the information from God in the first place, it will overcome the world. Wow. It's a guarantee for victories. It's a guarantee for no regret life. Remember last week, we looked at the Holy Spirit, following the leading of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
So if you are following the Holy Spirit and you don't let go of his hand, I like that song. What does it say? That God has got my hand. I won't let him go. I won't let go. Jesus took me by the hands. I won't let go. Just don't let him go. If he gave you the information in the first place, I can guarantee that if God says, go this path, I'm going to make you a millionaire. If he says a millionaire, you can rejoice at first. But I can guarantee that there's a trillionaire behind the millionaire I first mentioned. Because there's no limit. If you keep following, from million, 1 million, it will get to several millions. It will get to 1 billion. And if you keep following, the path of the righteous shines brighter and brighter onto the path of it. There is no limit. So the main thing is, don't let go. Keep getting information from him. Keep moving. Keep getting information. Keep moving. And you see that regrets will be running away. As much as they want to attach themselves to you, if you keep following God and listening to the voice of wisdom, asking yourself, am I willing to live by the consequence of this action? And you're like, no, I don't want this negative consequence in my life. You run away. You see, the Holy Spirit will even show you the negative consequence. That's another thing. So everything still revolves around the Holy Spirit. And I pray that as we keep listening to the Holy Spirit, victory and breakthroughs will be our portion. Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much, sir.
Okay. Brother. Thank you. Our time is up. Next week's another time. I'll be looking at something of glorious again. And God will be showing us another law to take us to the place of blessings and breakthroughs. Have a great week and be blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And for anyone who is listening to, be blessed in Jesus' name.
Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. Good night, sir.
All right. All right. Bye.
Bye. Good night, sir.